Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with a high nearing 60. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 41. Sunny and 65 throughout Friday, then partly cloudy with a low around 39 over Friday night. Still sunny into Saturday with a high of 62 and partly cloudy with a low around 39 throughout Saturday night. A bit warmer on Sunday, sunny with a high of 67, then mostly cloudy with a low around 45 throughout Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 34 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. With the holidays fast approaching, food assistance organizations around Kansas are gearing up to help those in need for the season. The Kansas Food Bank's Community Relations Manager, Debbie Kreutzmann, spoke with 12 News.
We're prepared for the holidays, but there's always that unknown and that, you know, that constant needs. When you think of what do I do, what do I donate, what's the best way? The best way to help us is with monetary gifts.
The Kansas Department of Transportation is going to host a public meeting on a possible Amtrak route expansion from Oklahoma City to Newton. The meeting will take place on November 8th. And right now, the expansion is waiting one federal approval. And Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner had more to say to 12 News.
We feel strongly that we probably will be awarded. If that's the case, then they want to accelerate this updated service development plan and submit it in the first quarter of 24.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train in skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
It starts with you. You reach out to KIGG News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
While the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KIGG News, always on your side.
In other news, the city of Hayesville is expected to vote on renewing the 1% sales tax that would take effect on July 1st of 2024. The city says that would generate $1.3 million annually and that the revenue would increase funds for a local street parks and recreation improvement program and that the sales tax would expire 10 years after it is first levied. People between the ages of 18 and 24 are facing numerous scams in 10 different categories such as employment, online purchase, cryptocurrency, rental, investment, fake checks and money orders, phishing with a PH, romance, advance fee loans, and credit repair / debt relief. According to the Better Business Bureau, school administrators at Rossville High School carried out an investigation after an incident where community members said that students were being hit by a bullwhip. The superintendent of the school district, Carrie Laycock, said that there were no injuries reported as a result of the incident. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The family has identified a man who has died in a southwest Nebraska plane crash. His name was Cliff Kaufman, age 79. He was a Shreveport, Louisiana doctor. His stepson told KSLA, a Louisiana TV station, that he was with some friends on a hunting trip and that he was in perfect health. The name and condition of the injured passenger has not yet been released. Grand Island Casino and Resort has begun construction construction on its new $100 million facility at Fauner Park. The new casino will include 750 slot machines and 20 game tables. The gaming floor will also have a lounge that features local and regional entertainment, a 162-room hotel with a full-service salon and spa, plus an indoor-outdoor pool. And the food outlets will feature Ruthie's Steak and Seafood Restaurant. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at BlueValley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Advance voting underway for Tuesday's general election, November 7th, which will include city and school board races. Advance ballots have gone out, and that deadline is passed. You may vote in person at county clerk's offices now through Monday, November 6th at noon. Tuesday's election in Marshall County will include a question on the Marshall County jail bond proposal. Gage County Board of Supervisors Wednesday turned down a controversial proposal for a large confined feeding operation near Liberty, which had been contested by a number of local residents. A 3-3 tie vote with Board Chair Eric Thiemann abstaining was not sufficient to meet a 5-member criteria required for approval. That threshold triggered by a petition that included at least 20% of adjoining landowners who had submitted a petition in opposition to the plan, which advanced from planning and zoning on a 5-1-1 vote to approve. Again, the proposal denied on a 3-3 tie vote, with Supervisors Dorn, Haxby, and Lytle voting no. Juergens, Swavely, and Schuler voted in favor, with Thiemann abstaining. Marysville City Council met in special session Monday and interviewed three candidates for interim city administrator, offering the post to Jeff Peterson, who had most recently served and retired from a similar position in Flandreau, South Dakota, population 2,400. He indicated that he was not interested in a permanent position, and if he accepts, could begin work soon. His selection was unanimous with six council members in attendance. The cold weather rule, designed to help Kansans behind on utility payments avoid disconnection during winter months, began this week and remains in effect through March 31st. The rule requires utility companies to offer a 12-month payment plan to allow consumers to maintain or reestablish service. Any residential customer with a past due balance will qualify for payment arrangements. However, it is the customer's responsibility to contact their gas or electric company to make those arrangements. Information is available on the Kansas Corporation Commission website, or contact their public affairs division at 785-271-3140. 2024 rates for individual and small group health insurance plans have been finalized and are published on the federalhealthcare.gov website. Kansans shopping for health insurance coverage through the exchange can preview the rates at rateview.healthcare.gov. Open enrollment officially began November 1st. The Fall Fest in Frankfort, postponed last weekend, is slated for this Saturday, November 4th, and includes a cornhole tournament beginning at 9, inflatables and a silent auction with a costume parade and contest at 1:45, followed by Trunk or Treat. Jake Clefcorn will perform live music from 6 until 10. The Fearless Trail opens at 5:30, running until dark, and the Bravest Dark Trail is open after dark until 10:30, Saturday, in Frankfort. Marysville Public Library is hosting a canned food drive with a chance to win a quilt made by kids involved in the summer reading program. Drop off any number of non-perishable food items through this Saturday, and you can enter once for each item you donate, no limit. Drawing for the winner will be Monday during Bluey time, which includes a variety of youth activities, 10 to 2 at the library, open for all ages of kids. Donald F. Tomer, age 81, of Waterville, passed away Friday. Memorial Mass Friday, 2 p.m. at St. Monica, St. Elizabeth Catholic Church in Blue Rapids. Interment in the St. Gregory Catholic Cemetery at Marysville. Christy Anders' funeral home in charge of arrangements for Donald Toomer. Kimberly Music, age 55, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Kimberly Music.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, a pork tender sandwich, baked beans, Scandinavian blend, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, lemon pepper fish, mac and cheese, garden blend, and blushing pears. KNDY News, time is 7:15.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Sunshine Friday with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s. Westerly winds still between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then partly cloudy into Friday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. A bit warmer into the weekend, sunny on Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. Then partly cloudy into Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly sunny into Sunday with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then mostly cloudy into Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Slightly cooler on Monday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-50s and mid-60s, and partly cloudy skies into Monday night with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Sunny on Tuesday with our highs in the lower to upper 50s and mostly cloudy throughout Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early November 61, record high on this date 88. The average low 37 and the record low 7. Sunrise this morning 7:56, sunset this evening at 6:26. It's 33 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 2nd of November. KNDY News time is 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store have been sold, but all of their valued associates, including manager Jenny Swarthout, will remain. The new owners, along with Jenny, want the inventory lowered, so all excess inventory is 10% to 50% off, with smoking deals like reclining sofas and love seats at $488, dual reclining sectionals at $1199, and queen mattresses at $177. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Highland Community College invites you to an open house Thursday at the Western Center in Baileyville. Check out their current facilities, including the new pole barn and addition, technical program areas, and local community resources. Skills USA will have a craft sale, free kids activities with early childhood, and the Country Cabin food truck will be on site 11 a.m. until 6:30. This open house will be Thursday, November 2nd, 2 to 7 at the Highland Western Center at Baileyville. Check them out online at highlandcc.edu.
The Rangers win the World Series. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports.
Here it comes.
In there! And that does it! History in the desert! The Texas Rangers, for the first time ever, are World Series champs!
John Shambi with the call on ESPN Radio as the Texas Rangers win their first fall classic in 63 years of existence as a franchise, downing the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-0 in Phoenix last night to win the series in five games. Corey Seager wins series MVP honors, becoming the only player to win that honor in each league, and the second player after Reggie Jackson to win two series MVPs. First-year manager Bruce Bochy won his fourth championship.
It's special. I'm not going to lie, it's special to come here in my first year, you know, with the team that was determined to play winning baseball. As far as me, that's a byproduct of what those guys did out there.
His family announced the passing at age 83 of brilliant but combustible college basketball coach Bobby Knight. He led Indiana University to three NCAA titles and the U.S. men's Olympic team to gold in 1984. On the pro hardboards, the Battle of Los Angeles. They needed overtime.
Anthony Davis has got it ahead to Reeves. Reeves to the basket. Alley-oop to LeBron!
The call on 710 ESPN LA, two of LeBron's team high 35 in the Lakers' 130-125 win. The Celtics stay undefeated, routing the Pacers 155-104. The T-Wolves blew out the Nuggets 110-89. Warriors edge the Kings 102-101. Raptors crushed Bucks 131-11. Mavs over the Bulls 114-105. Nets got by the Heat 109-105. Cavs beat the Knicks 95-89. NHL, the Stars edge the Flames 4-3. Colorado beat St. Louis 4-1. The Ducks squeaked by the Coyotes 4-3 in OT. And the Sabres top the Flyers 5-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Postseason high school football action continues Friday. Eight-man teams will kick off Friday at 6. In our broadcast feature, Frankfurt's at Canton Galva. Hanover kicks off at Lebo. And Axtell will entertain Hutchinson Central Christian. The Valley Heights match at Sedgwick will be played at Valley Center due to field conditions at Sedgwick. Valley Heights at Sedgwick on Friday evening at 7. Centralia entertains Jeff County North.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Marysville Knights of Columbus invite everyone to their annual pork chop barbecue Saturday, November 4th, serving 6 until 8 p.m. at St. Gregory's Parish Hall. Serving a delicious smoked pork chop, baked potato, green beans, and homemade dessert. Curbside service and delivery available. Call by 7 p.m. Saturday, 799-5628. Bar will be open this pork chop barbecue Saturday, 6 until 8, at St. Gregory's Church Parish Hall in Marysville.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's gonna kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new buckets.
No, I wanna check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Market information from the Mid-American Network Community. Hoosier, good Thursday morning to you, starting off a brand new day and the pre-Friday celebration. Yesterday we wrapped up with things kind of mixed all over the board for the grain markets. Not a lot of movement in there, not a lot of versatility at all. But corn wrapped up mostly lower. Wheat was a little bit higher on the day. Livestock was started off mostly higher, but did see a mixed trading day yesterday at the end. We'll see what's in store for us for the Thursday today. December corn finishing yesterday 3 3/4 cents lower at 475 even. March corn down by 3 1/4 at 489 3/4 cents. In the wheat market, December KC wheat in the green 10 3/4 cents to 640 even. March KC wheat finished on the day 9 1/4 cents higher to 650 1/2 cents. Oats market was mostly lower on the day yesterday, with December oats down 9 3/4 cents to 379 1/2. March oats down 9 1/2 cents at 398 1/2 cents. In the bean market, November soybeans were in the green 4 1/4 to 12.91 1/4. January up 4 1/2 cents at 13.15 even a bushel. The meal market was mostly higher, although the early futures were slightly down. December was down 60 cents at 4.30 and 40 cents. January was in the green $1.10 at 4.19 and 10 cents. And the soybean oil for December down $1.52 at 49.90. January down $1.44 at 49 and 39 cents. In the canola market, we're mostly lower there. November down $4.30 on the day to 6.54 and 30 cents. January down 4.80 at 6.73 and 30 cents. And the cotton market, December was down $1.78 to 79.44. March down $1.83 to 81.68. Over the livestock market yesterday, we saw cattle mostly higher, lean hogs mostly lower on the day. December live cattle was in the green 7 cents at 183.62. The feeder cattle for November up 87 cents to 238.57. Lean hogs slightly down, with December finishing $1.57 or lower to 70.15.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert.
Soybean producers may be considering testing for soybean cyst nematodes this fall. K-State crop row plant pathology specialist Rodrigo Onofre discusses why producers should consider testing now and what problems soybean cyst nematodes can cause.
Soybean cyst nematode, it's a major problem for us across the soybean region production. So right now, it's the best time to think about it. We're planning for the 2024 season. We can see lower yields depending on the population. And typically, we don't see a visual symptom when we're out there during the season. Sometimes you see a little bit of stunted plants, yellowish discoloration. It's a really hard to diagnose in season, right? Sampling is essential for a good management.
Onofre says where the most soybean cyst nematodes are in Kansas and how that has changed from previous years.
What we found is SCN is present in about 62 counties here in Kansas, and those 62 counties are responsible for about 85% of the total soybean that is produced here by our growers. And what we have seen is a shift from the eastern part of the state to the central part of the state. So the hot spots right now, not that they're not in the eastern part of the state, where we're starting to find more and more high levels of SCN on that central, south-central part of the state.
He explains how to properly collect samples, label them, and who can help with the process of sending soil samples for soybean cyst nematode testing.
It's a very typical soil fertility test, if you think about that way. You're going to need your soil probe, a bucket, and a labeled bag, which it should include as much information as possible, such as field identification in case we have to apply any management for that specific field, the size of the area that's being sampled, as well as crop rotation, just to let us know a little bit more about the history on that field. It would be good to have that Z pattern where you're collecting multiple samples, and we say about 10 to 20 samples per field that's being sampled. And that field, typically, if I had to pick a number, would it be about 20 acres. I know sometimes a field might represent more than that, but just for the sampling purpose, if you're really trying to pin down where SCN is present in your field, 20 acres is always a good number to start with. It's always good to work with your K-State Extension agents. They will help you either to sample or to help send those samples to the K-State Plant Diagnostic Lab here at K-State.
That was Kansas State University row crop plant pathology specialist Rodrigo Onofre with how many acres producers can include in the sampling. Testing for soybean cyst nematodes this time of year should allow producers time to prepare for next year if it is in their field. The cost for sampling with your county extension agent is $25 and doing it independently is $35. I'm Allie Nipper and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting over 400 head of cattle for the sale today and include three younger black cow-calf pairs. Calves are 60 days old. Four black Charley second calf heifer pairs. Calves are 60 days old. 30 black steers nevers weighing 350 to 7. Four black heifers 450 to 550. 70 black and red steers nevers weigh 450 to 650. 15 black steers nevers 5 to 6. 20 mixed steers nevers 5 to 650, 50 black steers nevers 5 to 7, 33 weighing in at 5 to 7, 21 mostly black steers 5.5 to 650, 35 black steers nevers 5.5 to 750, 11 weighing at 6 to 7, 21 black yearling steers off grass 725 to 775, 65 black yearling steers off grass 8 to 8 and a quarter, 5 black heifers weigh 900 to 1,000 pounds and 8 black and red heifers at 1,100 pounds. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
November is prime time for planet viewing, with three of our neighbors making an appearance this month. We will tell you when to look for them next on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 2nd, the 306th day of the year. Harry Truman won his re-election bid over Thomas Dewey on this day in 1948. Turn your eyes to the sky tomorrow night for a truly spectacular sight. The planetary giant Jupiter comes into opposition, rising at sunset. This will be the biggest and brightest view of the giant world of the year. Also on this evening, Saturn will be visible in the constellation of Aquarius, making it a perfect night to break out the telescope. The evening of the 9th brings us a stunning, don't-miss conjunction when the crescent moon and Venus, the night's most brilliant bodies, meet up. And on the 24th and 25th, we get another great chance to catch a view of Jupiter. Just look up. Jupiter will be the brightest star right next to the moon. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30, 33 degrees this hour. Warming trend continues. We'll look for highs around 60 today, middle 60s on Friday, and then a pleasant weekend ahead.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The brand new college football playoff poll just came out, and both the Jayhawks and the Wildcats are in it, with Kansas being ranked at number 21, and shortly behind them at number 23 is K-State. The only other Big 12 teams included were Texas at number 7 and Oklahoma at number 9. The top four teams in order go Ohio State, Georgia, Michigan, and Florida State. In Game 4 of the World Series, the Texas Rangers were able to come up with an 11-7 victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Travis Kelce applied for 5 new trademarks on his own name, Flight 87, All Right Now, Killer Trav, and Kelce Crunch. Ahead of their matchup in Frankfurt, Germany, the Miami Dolphins began their trip on Wednesday, and the Chiefs will begin their trip on Thursday. The game will be played at Frankfurt Stadium and will begin at 8:30 Central Time.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight. And
that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
K-State senior forward Naquan Tomlin was arrested at Tubby's Sports Bar and Grill in Aggieville. And here's what head coach Jerome Tang had to say regarding his indefinite suspension.
Whom a father loves, he disciplines. And so a lot of people run away from it. And that's never been one of my shortcomings, you know. So I'm thankful that God made me in a way that I'm not afraid of confrontation, and I'm not afraid of holding people accountable. And because it's to me, it's a service of love.
Head football coach at the University of Kansas, Lance Leipold, said that Jalen Daniels will still start whenever he is healthy enough to play. Daniels has missed the last 4 games with back tightness, and the Big 12 preseason offensive player of the year has played in only 3 of KU's 8 games. In those 3 games, he has 705 total yards with 5 touchdown passes and just 1 interception. In 5 starts, Jason Bean has over 1,100 passing yards, 9 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions.
KNDY.
Hey friends, this is Savannah Chestnut, and this is my new song, Kansas and I.
A half full moon
Petroleum proudly supports FF.